It's the Maria and Chad Show with a very special guest joining us now from Gilbert. Her name is Kalani Goldberg, but you may have heard about her because what has she done, Maria?
Kalani, you are probably one of the most brave little girls I've ever met.
Thank you.
Tell everybody how old you are, Kalani.
I'm 13 years old.
All right. And you just had a chance to go to the White House at 13. Let's see. I'd still be sleeping at this time. My mom would be throwing a glass of water on me to get me to wake up.
Get out of bed.
So you're here in our studio because of something that you did that got the attention of the White House.
In early February, I made a video about anti-bullying because I'd been bullied a lot, and that was kind of my way of asking for my bullies to stop, and it gained a lot more attention than I expected. So much attention that the first lady saw it.
And a lot of people have seen this video. Millions of views, I'm guessing, at this point.
Yeah, that I believe so.
Where did you film it? Was it in your bedroom at your house?
Like, it was in my living room.
So how weird is that to think that your video that you made was watched by the first lady? Like, watching you in your living room.
I know, that's crazy to me because I never really expected it to get like nearly as many views as it did. I was thinking like, maybe my family would see it, maybe some of my friends, and then it just blew up.
Well, bullying is obviously a problem that we have in our schools, and I guess I always think of it as it's going to happen to someone else, or it happens to somebody else's kid. So when you told your mom and dad, hey, I'm getting bullied at school, what was their first reaction?
They were definitely shocked and devastated that I was getting bullied. They wanted to do everything they could to help, and I really appreciate that. I really love my parents. I can't imagine what it was like to hear that I was being bullied because it wasn't really something that they expected.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Kalani. She's from Gilbert, made a video that went viral all over the world about bullying. At school, when people were bullying you, if you don't mind me asking, because I was bullied as a kid, I think we all were on some level. Were they like calling you names? Like, what was the motivation for deciding to make this video?
Kids wouldn't really bully me like in my face or up front. They would talk about me a lot, like just barely in earshot, like say things about how I looked. Yeah, they would call me names. I got called a kiss up a lot because I'm one of the smartest students in a lot of my classes.
I can tell just talking to you. I feel like I'm being talked down to.
I would think you'd be one of the favorite friends because, hey, Kalani, can you help me with my homework? Can I cheat off your paper?
What about mansplaining? Kalani-splaining. Like, so what are we talking about here?
Ask Kalani.
No kidding.
Do you find that after you made this video and you put your insecurities out there that you're more confident now?
I'm definitely more confident than I was. I'm still not the most confident. I'm a very introverted and awkward person, but I'm definitely keeping my head held higher than I was before.
See, and that's important.
Yeah.
And the thing about bullying is it doesn't stop when you leave school. It happens to adults and all kinds of people.
Yeah.
What's the next step? I mean, you made this video. Have people stopped picking on you? Do they think it's cool that you got to go to the White House?
Yeah, I've definitely stopped getting picked on for the most part. Like, I'll still get the occasional name called by, like, some jerk kid, but I've learned to just tune it out. At school, a lot of people have been talking about it, and that's pretty cool. It's kind of overwhelming because in almost every single one of my classrooms, people will be like, oh, hey, you got to go to the White House. What was that like? And it's still like before noon.
Before we let you go, there's a lot of parents with kids on their way to school this morning, and I know this is a lot of pressure, but since she is much smarter than you and I, Maria.
Put together.
Yes. If you wanted to talk to like kids that are getting bullied or have been getting bullied at school, what would you tell them to make them feel better today?
I just wanted to tell them that, like, hey, you have someone who understands. Like, I understand. I'm sure a lot of other people understand. And at the end of the day, it eventually won't matter. It's okay to talk to someone about it. I think that would be your best bet, is to talk to someone about it, because that helps a lot. And just remember to stick with your friends and family because they're supporting you.
They're the ones that are going to be there in the end.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Should we start the chant now? Kalani! 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 Yeah, she's got a big smile. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.